This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Real Joe, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Thanks for staying with me on the real side. I'm Eric Palby. I'm your guest host, filling in for Joe Messina. He's out protecting us from the other side, from the bad guys. It's going to take a lot, folks. You need to join the army. You need to join the team. Stand up for what's right. Make sure you stay involved with the conversation. Give us a call at 855-732-5563. We're live on Facebook and at our website, therealside.com. There's even a chat room. Hang out with your chat room friends. We want to hear what you have to say. I see it. We see everything. We talk about everything that you have to say. In fact, probably put some of it here on the air this hour as we have a conversation about Brett Kavanaugh. Right? Who is Brett Kavanaugh? And why is the left so incensed? Why did they hire these people? You understand these people are being paid to be inside of the Senate hearing room. They might say, Eric, that's pretty strong. Why don't they just have convictions? Should have convictions. Yeah, I'm sure they have convictions, but they also have mortgages. Very few of them look like they've missed a meal lately, so they're eating. Right? They've groomed. None of them look like they're getting clothes from your local shelter. So somebody's paying them. You think they all put in their vacation time? I doubt it. Every once in a while, these Antifa people get arrested, and you find out they're university professors. They're middle or upper middle class children, single kids often, with privilege. What privilege? From Massachusetts. Why are you making it so difficult? These are just young people trying to make a way for themselves. Listen, do you understand Antifa is a communist organization, believing in socialist ideals? And they use fascist techniques. That's great. They're everything. If you disagree with me, I destroy your property. And they're going to do it under the guise of hate. It's almost like somebody punching you in the arm and saying, stop hitting me. I said, stop hitting me. And they punch you in the arm again. You're like, listen, I'm going to defend myself. And the moment you do, they say, aha. I know I've only hit you three times, but you can't hit me. That's not fair. I love that. What's the left not telling you about Brett Kavanaugh? Hey, how about this? Townhall.com is a great article on this. I've watched most of yesterday, about half of today. The hearings, listening to his, I don't know, maybe he'll get through. I think he will. He's got a good shot at it anyway. Seems really darn sharp. I don't know what these guys are doing. They're about my age. So I guess when I was playing with Lincoln Logs, they were studying the law, because these guys seem super smart. How about this? The majority of his law clerks have been women. Interesting. Now, just so you understand, a law clerk isn't like a secretary that, fetches me water. Hey, can you get me some coffee and take my cleaning? And by the way, it's my wife's birthday. Can you get something for me, pretty? Get some flowers. No, that's not what a law clerk is. A law clerk does really is the top probably 0.1%. If you clerk for Supreme Court Justice, the top 0.1%, these folks are pretty darn sharp. They research, they have a depth of knowledge, they're all attorneys, usually significantly well-educated attorneys. So he didn't just do it to check a box. Listen, I was part of a city job. I had a city job at the Los Angeles Police Department. My job was to represent the people, right? I'm sitting in my class, and I got one of the lowest scores to get in for a male white because they actually had affirmative action. They had females could get a certain score, female whites, female blacks, male whites, male blacks, male Hispanics, male Asians. Talk about racist. Talk about having Martin Luther King roll over in his grave. All of a sudden, everybody is their own little... what about the content of their character? I thought that was supposed to matter. All of a sudden, we're judging people by the outside of their skin and what bathroom they use. Right? I thought that's not supposed to be the case. I don't know. You tell me. Affirmative action has now been outlawed. Cal State University, University of California, they're not supposed to use it for criteria. Right? They're not supposed to have you check the box. I always check American. Other. What race are you? I said, other American. You know that they can... Listen, my dad will tell you. My dad is an immigrant, legal immigrant. Came to this country from the Middle East. He will tell you he's an American of Lebanese descent. He's not a Lebanese American. He said, if I wanted to be Lebanese, I'd go back to Lebanon. I'm an American of Lebanese descent. Very proud of where I come from. Very honored. By the way, the food's amazing. I don't know if you know that. My uncle owns a Lebanese restaurant in the L.A. area. If you ever need to, you got to go to a place. It's a good place. Good food. But he'll tell you the reason he came to this country is because one day he wanted his kids to have a chance. So he's very proud of being American. Speaks English fluently, of course, a couple other languages, actually, while he's at it. So why the left has to put everybody in these little corners, these little boxes, I think it's easier to control. Think of like animals in a pen, right? If you have animals in a corner in a pen, then it's easier to control. You keep telling them, everybody hates you. Everybody's picking on you. They don't like you because of who you are. You're like, really? Okay, I guess let's go get them. Right? There's sororities that are racially separated. Fraternities. There's student housing. Graduations at Harvard. Hello? When did the crazies start running the insane asylum? I have no idea what happened. But for those of you keeping account, take a look at Brett Kavanaugh's record. We're going to get into it. What is the left trying to hide? Why don't they want him in there? What are they afraid of? Because that's the question to ask when we come back.
Stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Welcome back to The Real Side with Jim Messina. I'm not Jim Messina. We're having technical difficulties. I'm Kimberly Moran, and I'll be your host for tonight. Barring any other unforeseen elves in the background, we are live on Facebook and at our website, therealside.com. There's a chat room on the website where you can hang out on Facebook and have chat about what we're talking about on the air. If you want to call in, you can call 855-732-5563. And I am expecting guests to come on shortly, but have you heard the latest news? Because there's always news on Twitter. Remember last week, that somebody doxed, a couple of different senators, and they put in Wikipedia, they put their personal phones address, home addresses, et cetera. Well, that person has been caught. His name is Jackson Costco, and you wait for this, it's a shocker. He works for Democrats in Congress. Most recently, he was working for Sheila Jackson Lee, who apparently said he's been fired. But he also worked for, wait for it, my senator, Senator Hassan. Senator Hassan seems to have a penchant for hiring really horrifying people. She's the one who had an intern who said, F you to the president, when we were, a couple months ago at a presser. Of course, she didn't fire her. So this guy is going to be charged with some things. The U.S. Capitol Police arrested him, and apparently he is going to be charged initially with making public restricted personal information, witness tampering, threats in interstate communications, unauthorized access of a government computer, identity theft, wow, second-degree burglary and unlawful entry. Oh, my. This guy, he's in big trouble. He's apparently 27 years old. And if you look at him, he looks just like your typical pajama boy. So that is the latest, although I'm sure there'll be more news. That is the latest breaking news in this debacle we call U.S. Congress and the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings. Of course, you also probably heard that Christine Blasey Ford's lawyers have said they will not release her therapy notes to the Judiciary Committee or the FBI unless the FBI comes and talks to her. Now, this is a bit interesting since she already released supposedly her therapy notes to the Washington Post because she's the one who talked to the Washington Post about this whole incident. So it's funny how they want an investigation and they want all this information out there, but they won't release the notes. Weird, isn't it? So they won't release the notes and they want the FBI to interview her. Now, this is also interesting because the FBI can just read or watch the interviews that was conducted by the Senate Judiciary Committee for both Ford and Kavanaugh. Do they really need to re-interview these two people? They had confirmation letters from Ford's witnesses who didn't corroborate her statement, but they just said the same exact thing. So do they really want Ford to possibly end up perjuring herself to the FBI for lying? Because she had so many inconsistencies in her story when she was just testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Did she somehow get better at that, practicing or something, before the FBI would possibly speak with her? Not sure. Not quite sure what's going on with that one. But, of course, we'll find out eventually. But in the meantime, that all is still going on. And, of course, as you know, the ACLU is now spending $1 million to push against confirming Judge Kavanaugh because, the ACLU is all about truth and civil liberties, except when it comes to left-wing activism. The American Civil Liberties Union should probably change their name to the American Civil Leftist Union because that's what they've become, another arm of the left wing. There is no way in heck anyone would try to say that this is a case where they should be against because he has not been proven guilty. Innocent until proven guilty is how it works in this country. Public opinion mob rule based on hazy accusations, that's not how it works, kids. That's not how it works. Of course, that's how Democrats were hoping it would work, which is why they waited until after the actual nomination hearing to throw this species against the wall to see what stuck. And
nothing has stuck so far. Nothing that they have pushed has stuck, except for to their supporters, of course, because they just swallow it like it's candy. They don't care about the truth. But, you know, left-wing orgs, now that they've had the delay, thanks, Blake, they just keep throwing more feces against the wall like monkeys in a zoo to see what will stick. And it, in some ways, and hopefully I can talk about this later with another guest that I'm going to have on, in some ways it also changed the view of the whole case, because many people believed something happened to Christine Ford, but they just didn't believe Kavanaugh was the person responsible for it. But after seeing the Rachel Mitchell report, who was a prosecutor who was asking questions, who was an expert in this, and after some people actually comparing what she said and to the press, what she said in her testimony, what she said in her written letter, huge inconsistencies. So that makes her far less credible, if she's even credible at all. I'm not ready to go so far yet as to say she is a liar, but it's looking that way based on facts people are finding out and comparisons they're making. And if that ends up being the case, that's beyond horrifying. This whole thing's horrifying in the first place, considering she didn't remember most of it and had no witnesses to corroborate her claim. But then supposedly some ex-boyfriend said she did help people learn how to do lie detectors. So I'm not really sure. I don't know if we'll ever get the actual truth, but let's hope we do. So be right back. Don't go away. And we'll be back after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The FBI is expected to send its findings in the investigation into sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh to Capitol Hill soon. Three moderate Republican senators didn't like President Trump's mocking of Christine Blasey Ford during the rally last night in Mississippi and neither did Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer.
President Trump's outright mockery of a sexual assault survivor, riddled as it was with falsehoods, was reprehensible beneath the office of the presidency and beneath common decency from one person to another.
White House counselor Kellyanne Conway.
She's been treated like a Fabergé egg by all of us, beginning with me and the president. She's pointing out factual inconsistencies. Do you have corroboration for her claims? Have you found, excuse me, can you fill in her memory gaps or her factual inconsistencies?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. I am going to bring him right in because I am very, very excited about speaking with him. My guest tonight is the Dr. Jared Francis Lamero. He is an author, political analyst, and an expert on forecast models. He recently wrote an article, and we will talk about this, called The Conservative Red Wave is Growing. Dr. Lamero, thank you so much for joining me.
With you.
I read your article, and we'll also share it so that our listeners can read it. But will you just explain why you think there's a close red wave that's growing after all this talk about the blue wave that's coming?
Well, I do something that most people don't do. I do forecast models. You know, like you have weather forecasts to predict snowstorms and rainstorms. Well, I do election forecast models. So I do things that are mathematical and statistical, and I don't do polls. I don't call 1,000 people and see what they say and try to estimate from the poll, you know, from the phone calls what the election results will be. I do forecast models, and I do all sorts of variables that most people ignore or at least don't compute with. And I look at things like voter intensity. I think I was a pioneer in voter intensity 20 years ago. I look at registration dynamics. I look at a whole lot of things. And for people who really want to know what I do, this year's book, More Great News for America, that I wrote, Chapter 3 and Chapter 4 talks about how to do forecast models the way I do them.
Wow. So you're actually because I've actually done exit polling before, and
sure,
it doesn't always mean that people are being honest, for one thing, right? And you're only talking to a few, you know, a small percentage of people. In your article, you talked about, you know, all the typical reasons that people you think are going to come out and vote because, of course, the Democrats have proven after 2 years to still be out of touch with most American voters. But one of the things, and I was just talking about it because it's obviously the big thing in the news, was the Kavanaugh hearing. How much do you think this is going to affect the vote?
Well, the Kavanaugh hearings up until this week were costing the Democrats about 20,000 votes per day. Now it's costing the Democrats about 25,000 votes per day. So I think the Republicans shouldn't be in a rush because they're gaining votes by the day. But it is affecting them because most people, especially in mid-America, think that the whole process is unfair, very political, and very unfair to Brett Kavanaugh. So it's actually hurting the Democrats. It's also firing up the Trump base, getting them out. If they were thinking everything was going smoothly, they're getting fired up. You know, back in West Virginia a few days ago when Trump visited, I think the stadium or whatever he was in held maybe 12,000 people, give or take. And there were 92,000 requests for tickets. And they had, you know, tons of people outside that wouldn't even fit in.
Wow. So now what I find interesting is it's not just the base that I see being fired up. I have seen a lot of Democrats who are even disgusted and say they're voting Republican now. And again, they're just saying this, but there seems to be a huge amount of disgust for how Kavanaugh is being treated by Democrats and independents. Is that something that you're seeing or you think will make a difference?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there are the old school Democrats who for years and years voted Democratic. They typically were working people who thought the Democratic Party stood for their values. But they don't like the fact now that the Democrats seem to be against innocent until proven guilty. The Democratic Party seems to be against free speech. And on and on. And so they are abandoning the Democratic Party. There's something called the walkaway movement, pound sign walkaway movement, which is some of the folks who are walking away, but there's also another group that we call the swallowing the red pill. Swallowing the red pill goes back to the movie Matrix in, I think it was 1999, where people would swallow a red pill when they wanted the truth. So now they're thinking that the truth is being spoken by conservatives. And so they are abandoning the Democratic Party, even if they don't change their registration, and they're voting for people who are pro-Trump and pro-Trump policies.
Wow, yeah, the red pill. I took the red pill, and it's kind of painful. No, it was a while ago. You know, it was during the primaries, you know, everybody was paying attention and I was watching, you know, and seeing what the numbers were. And, you know, Democrats are like, there's more Democrats coming out to vote. They've registered a ton of voters. So it was kind of concerning because, you know, they've been ginned up for 2 years. I mean, all they've been talking about is Russian collusion, impeach Trump, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So do you think that is still going to make any kind of a difference that they'll still end up, especially if Kavanaugh gets nominated as he should, they will totally flip their minds again?
Well, there are a number of socialists who believe in socialism. A number of the millennials who actually were fired up enough to vote in primaries. However, they're not likely to vote in the general election because many of those socialists who ran lost. Ocasio-Cortez, the lady from Queens, New York, who is a vowed Democrat socialist, and that she supported one particular Monday, I think it was in June or Tuesday in June, 9 candidates who were similar to her in belief, and all of them lost. And so these people are not likely to go out and vote for traditional Democrats. And so they were the ones who were a little bit fired up. They kind of liked the Bernie Sanders, you know, give me a free cell phone, give me free college education, give me free everything. And, of course, it's not very practical because how do you pay for it?
Well, that's for other people to think about. That's not for them to think about.
Well, they don't have an answer. Ocasio-Cortez was asked, how are you going to pay for all this stuff? And she said, I'm not sure. Just tax the rich.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, what's funny is even in that primary that she won, hardly anyone voted in it in total. And, of course, the incumbent Democrat just thought he was going to win, so he probably didn't even bother campaigning. And so she gets credit for campaigning, but when you look at the numbers that voted in the primary in that area, there weren't many. I think it was 21,000 or something.
There's 700,000 people in her district in Queens, New York, and she won with 15,000 votes. And that's where she got 15,000. That wasn't her amount over and above his. It was just 15,700, I think, total.
Oh, my.
Small.
That's
small.
Crazy. Okay. Yeah, that's what I mean. So that's really small, especially when you compare it to the number of voters. But overall, that basically means nothing. She's just seems like an anomaly of crazy in the whole thing. Now, I forget, I was going to ask you another question, but so the far left wing, which is how the Democrat Party has gone, do you think, and personally I think that definitely hurt them over 8 years with Obama, but you would think that they would have learned their lesson when Trump was elected to go back to, like, you know, at least centrist American values, but they, over the past 2 years, have shifted far left. Do you think that is part of the reason they are going to be or should be hurt in the midterms?
Oh, absolutely. It's contributing to it, and I'll go one step further. In my new book, More Great News for America, I talk about the future of the Democratic Party. I don't think it has a future. Parties come and go over the years. The Whig Party is no longer around. I think the Democratic Party is in the process of ending.
Ooh! And on that note, we are going to take a break, and we'll be right back with Dr. Lomero after the break. Don't go away.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay, and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly. You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
but I would definitely use this product.
Yeah. This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Bill Medina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check it out at TheRealSide.com, where we also have Android and Apple apps, so you can get the show on the go. I am just going to go right back in because, Dr. Lomero, you gave us quite the hook right before the break. You think that the Democrat Party will eventually cease to exist?
Yes. Yeah, that's a prediction of mine. I make predictions. My last book, Great News for America, the newest book is More Great News for America. My last one, I made 10 predictions. 9.5 of them came out right out of 10. This time I have 8 new predictions. That's one of the predictions, and I think it's going to happen.
How
because
long?
I not only forecast elections, I forecast political trends, economic trends, and cultural trends, because they're all related. And so I predict trends like that. And, you know, the Whig Party did great for about 50 years in American history. It did really well. It elected presidents and everything. And, you know, it just went out of business. And I think the Democratic Party is putting itself out of business. Why? Because they don't want to follow what the American people want. The American people are very adamant in what they want. And when people don't go along with what they want, they don't vote for them. That's why they've done so poorly. And instead like, you know, saying, you know, light bulb go off in the head. Hey, we got to change our policies. Instead, they say, we're right. The American people are wrong. Well, guess who has the votes? The American people.
You know, it's funny because, you know, it blows my mind why they haven't tried to, you know, smarten up over the past couple of years. But I saw something interesting. I like to watch social media and how regular people who don't know, you know, I don't know their politics, et cetera, behave and react to things. And in my state of New Hampshire, and I know this is across the country, Barack Obama came out and endorsed 24 or 25 candidates in New Hampshire. And so I went and I looked on the comments. There was hundreds of comments all against him and saying everyone that he endorsed, they won't vote for. And these were all people from across the board. This is on our local New Hampshire news, you know, mainstream media news station, the only one we have. And so these were all regular people in the state saying, yeah, okay, we're not going to vote for them because Obama did. Why would we vote for them? And it was all negative. There was maybe one or two positive, literally out of hundreds. And I thought that was telling.
It is telling. And what the American people are doing is they are rejecting the old, if you will, mainstream or establishment Democratic Party. And largely, that even isn't the party of today anyway, because it's being taken over by leftists who are pro-socialist, pro-Marxist. There's even a few that say they're communists. They outwardly say that. They're not hiding it even.
Right.
And you know what? That's too extreme for the American people.
Right. Even regular Democrats who, you know, they might agree with some of the policies overall in general, that that's even too far for them.
It is.
And I've noticed.
Go ahead.
Come on. No, you go ahead. I just want to listen to you.
Well, I want to listen to you. Well, you know, it turns out that the folks who used to be regular mainstream Democrats, establishment Democrats, you know, they thought government was an answer. They thought government was basically good, even though it was pretty inefficient. And they were, you know, they were okay with that. But they're not okay with attacking the president and saying we're going to impeach the president. They're not okay with Maxine Waters saying, you know, harass any Trump supporter, any Trump cabinet person or whatever, however she phrased it. You know, they believe that Senator Ted Cruz should be able to go to a restaurant. Any American should go to a restaurant. They shouldn't be harassed from eating out. In other words, the Democrats have adopted basically totalitarian mentality, and the Democrats of old don't buy that. They do not buy that. They say, I'd rather be conservative and support some of Trump's policies rather than support people who are totalitarian.
Right, and lots of independents, and I happen to be an independent, lots of independents look at this behavior and are horrified. Because, yeah, they understand there's partisanship and they understand the two parties fight back and forth. But this goes beyond that because this is personal now. And it's them. When they see someone being attacked just for having a differing belief, they realize that this is something that could happen to them. And they see it happening to people just like them who might be out at a protest saying, hey, we believe in free speech. And, you know, some lunatic from Antifa who happened to be a professor smashes a guy in the head with a bike lock. I mean, that's most people in this country don't believe that that is the right way to do anything.
No, of course, it's not the way to disagree. We believe in diversity of opinion. I mean, it's okay if somebody disagrees with me. I'm not mad at them because they don't believe in everything I do. And vice versa. You know, Americans believe that, you know, everybody lives their life, does their thing. Not everybody likes soccer. Not everybody likes baseball. You don't expect everybody to be a twin. And these Democrats, like, if you don't agree with them, they're mad at you. Look at the professor at Georgetown University who this week comes out and says that the old white men I guess she's referring to the people in the Judiciary Committee to die miserable deaths, and they should dismember them and stuff. Oh, I mean, what kind of, this is like a sickness. That's not a healthy attitude. She should say, okay, they disagree with me. So what? But instead, you know, they should die a miserable death. I mean, what kind of person thinks like that?
Yeah, these stories get out there. I mean, in the age of social media, while it might have really helped push Barack Obama in 2008, it's now working to push out truth that maybe wouldn't necessarily get out there in the regular mainstream media, which is what, for years, that's all people had, was whatever the news was telling you. And as we know now, a lot of the news, not all of it, but a lot of the news is biased and don't necessarily report everything we should all know.
That's true.
So that helps, I think.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, what's happening, though, is the Democrats of old are walking away from the Democratic Party. That's why when I look at the different variables, there's different variables that constitute a party. The leadership, the training, the donations, on and on. There's seven big variables. There's other variables. When I look at those variables, they're all falling apart for the Democratic Party. So when you look at the trend is for the Democratic Party to go out of business. I think there's a good chance the Democratic Party will shut down next year. If it doesn't next year, then a few years later. But it's in the process of dying as a party. Unless they change. They have a remarkable change.
Right.
They don't seem to be changing.
No, I would have thought that they would have changed after Trump was elected, you know, and have their hissy fit for a month or something, but they just kept going with it. So I can't see that happening anytime soon. They've dug their heels in with this extreme left-wing attitude. Dr. Lemaire, please tell people where they can find your book. I know your website is greatnewsforamerica.com. And where else can they find your book? All your books.
Well, actually, I have 5 books right now on Amazon in print and Kindle editions. So if you like Kindle, you can get Kindle edition instead. And you can buy them at most other stores. They're selling in Europe, believe it or not, Australia. And that I'm happy. I don't know why they're selling there, but they are. Because I don't do talk radio in Australia. But they're selling there, and you can also link to Amazon from my website. And I also do a new article usually every week, unless I get real pressed and busy. But I usually do a new article every Monday or Tuesday. It's on the website. And there's lots of free information on the website about my 10 laws for winning presidential elections and lots of other things that I've written.
Yeah, no, your website is great, and it has all kinds of information. What do you expect to see in the upcoming weeks before the election in November?
In terms of what?
Well, just in terms of, like, election surges or party surges or whatever, like candidates. What do you think, you know, because
well,
I know there's
happening?
A surge after...
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, it's okay. What's happening is that the conservative red wave is building, and more people are breaking to conservative. There are a number of blue districts around the country that everybody thinks today are going to be Democratic wins, but they're going to be Republican wins. Because the people in their districts are fed up with the Democrats. So there's going to be some surprises in the election. And the Senate is going to be probably about 57 to 60 seats Republican.
Wow. Dr. Lemaire, thank you so, so much for being my guest tonight. I was really looking forward to hearing what you have to say because, you know, I was reading your articles and I will definitely be getting your books to find more information. Thank you so much. The doctor is also on Twitter. He's on social media.